Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ray J. Ritz. We cannot afford single-issue politics. Our state and nation face many troubling issues. Foreign trade, national and economic security, health care, moral courage, and Christian leadership. This Tuesday, May 17th, I ask for your support in the Constitution Party of Idaho primary for U.S. Senator. Together, let's address all of the issues.
Paid for by Ray J. Ritz for U.S. Senate, 100 Millard Avenue, No. 1, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83814, rayjritz.com.
Scott Enstra Network.
Thanks for joining here on Tuesday. We, Julie and I, decided to do a show. You know, normally Tuesday I do my own thing, but there's just so much going on. I had some strange events last night that I want to share. I had a strange incident happen while I was editing the Constitution Party audio that I did over the weekend at the U.S. Senate pre-primary debate. My computer is rendering that video, so I can't access it. I was going to hopefully to grab that clip and post it, but I guess it'll have to be tomorrow because rendering, if you know anything about video editing, when you have high definition, it can take a half a day to do some things, and it's taking just that. One of the things we're going to really hit hard tonight is, ladies and gentlemen, look, in your spirit, I know you're turning. I know that you are deep down knowing things are not right, knowing things are close. I don't have to tell you. If you've got the Holy Spirit, then you know that things are going to happen. You know, the posting of Obama kicking that one door after he had given, you know, his information to the press, again, is a confirmation that he is a clone that has no soul, that has a temper, okay? And since he has no soul, he has no he's not capable of having compassion or love of humans. He hates humans. He wishes to destroy humans. He wants to kill every man, woman, and child in this country. And the fact that he can't just push the button and make it happen, he goes and kicks down doors. And then you got Snopes, which I'm telling you what, I hope the opportunity comes for me to address the founders of those two, because I'm going to tell them what I think of them. The very lies that they put out, the information that is correct, that they spin and twist to make it look like it's not, has really done some devastation. There are so many people who rely on Snopes for the truth that it's scary. It's just scary. And everyone's used it. I've used it. And then when I came to the understanding of who they are, because I knew something that was a fact, they spun it. So I then immediately, you know, tagged them. Now, with no soul, with no ability to have the Spirit of God, the love of God, then Obama really is a demon, okay? You can put him in the same classification. You know, I've mentioned before that I give up trying to account for all the names of demons because there were so many of them that what I did is finally just go into, you know, categorizing them as to the ugly nature that they are. And then when you have someone like Obama, you know, being a hybrid, being a clone, then he has a walk-in. He has things that control him, but then he's still his own entity. That means that even the demonic has a hard time controlling him. Get it? Okay, so he's like trying to domesticate a cat, a feral cat that's been out for a while. You know, you may get them to a certain point, but you never really do get them to be your pet. And that's who a bomb is. Okay, does that make sense? So we have something that is its own, but yet is possessed and has handlers. And so every now and then, they have to clean house, and I've told you that, by the blemishes, the moles, the spots on its face have altered and changed locations over the years. He looks older one time, he looks younger the next. He has gray hair one. Now, I know he can dye, but you can look and see that this isn't dyed. And then what hair he does have then turns gray in a very short period of time because they burn out quick. So what we have now is we have the last, remember I was telling you yesterday that some of the new wave, the third wave that's coming through and all this for Christians is one of the last attempts to demonize as many as possible before the line is drawn in the sand. Okay? Now, what that means is that we need to make a choice who we're going to serve. That should have been done already in your heart. And if that's the case, then you hear from the Holy Spirit and you know that these false doctrines, these false churches, these false movements, these things called global awakening, these things called the third wave, these things called whatever, are nothing more than false demonic spirits counterfeiting Jesus, counterfeiting the Holy Spirit, also referred to as the Kundalini. And those who are professing Christians are now divided, now are double-minded, now do not have the ability to pull themselves away by themselves. They need to have their brother. But since nobody seems to know deliverance because the church did everything they could to make sure the deliverance was not done in the churches, that now and here we are in this last final stretch that there's so many people who are going to not make it. But I want to tell you that if you've had the gall, if you've had the patience, if you've had the desire to listen to us, you know, we've made a lot of people mad at us. You know, I've had a lot of people withdraw supporting me, and it hurt. It hurt really bad. And it's put me in a bad position. And I live very, very conservatively, more than you would ever imagine, in order to do this show, in order to do this ministry. Somebody delivered me in 2000. They didn't ask a dime. Completely changed my life. And you know that finance is not a part of Jesus' ministry. So I never charge for anything. I'll give out my book. I'll give, you know, my PDFs. I do the best I can with what I got. But I'm going to tell you right now that those who were, you know, upset because we brought up Zionism, we brought up the lie of the Jews, just in as Revelation said, because they haven't done their homework, well, you know what? It's too late. It really is. Now, I've always said as long as you draw breath, you can repent, you can change, you can get things right. So I'm telling you, whoever you are listening, get yourself right. Get yourself to understand that it is not humans, it is not those that we can witness to that we're drawing the sword on. It's things that are entities, those things of demonic, those things of hybrids, those things that are here to steal, kill, and destroy us, full of demons, that are actually God's enemies. And if they're God's enemies, then they're our enemies. But they're not the enemy that Jesus talks about. This is different. This isn't your neighbor who throws dog poop in your yard. This is somebody who wants to cut your throat and eat your guts. This is somebody who wants to rape your children. These are things that want to absolutely defile you as an image of God. What part of this do we not understand? Now, there's been, you know, some people have been concerned that I've changed my attitude over the past year. And some say it was when I saw my mother. When I saw my mother and realized how vulnerable she is in that estate where she's at, to realize that these creatures, these beasts, these missionaries that want to come in and kill. Okay? they're going to go into these old folks' homes and they're going to pop a cap in everyone's head, basically put it the way it is. They don't care. I mean, they might even have fun by ripping someone's head off, or even the Muslims might even start chopping heads off. People, do you not understand the evil that we're dealing with? I mean, this is serious stuff, and I'm dealing with it here. I've got stuff going on that just blows my mind, and then I had an issue, a thing that happened to me about 3:33 this morning, and we're going to talk about that. But the point of it is we need to know who we are. We need to know who they are. We need to know who's on our side. We need to know who's against us. Now, obviously, with God in us, who can be against us? So the question is, what side of the fence are you on? Do you still have the liberal thought that you can still embrace these things and try and bring them to Christ when they're not even human, when they were marked out long ago, that their assignment is to destroy everything that they can get their hands on? And then Satan will destroy them. See, they don't know. They're ignorant. They're not necessarily stupid, because since they're hybrids and or offspring of the fallen angels, they probably have a very high intelligence. But it doesn't mean, you know, you can be educated beyond your intelligence. You can be so smart that when you go to zip up your pants after going to the bathroom, you can hang yourself. I've seen that. I've worked with some of the most brilliant minds in this nation at Motorola Corporation and General Electric, the big boys, okay? I was their supporting tech. So I've seen what high IQs and the ability to design and make things that nobody else has ever even thought of. But at the same time, those who are human have some semblance to humanity. We're talking about things that sliver on the ground that, you know, that if it came out of the water, then it would grow legs and stand upright. And so anyone who thinks that they can, that Obama can be saved, this is like, you know, number 37, right? And what Julie has, some more information, hopefully we can bring that out. Now, the point of it is, gentlemen, we need to man up. We need to be the men of God that God intended us to be. And that's somebody who will protect the innocent. That's somebody who will stand in righteousness. Somebody who will still love those who are lost, but understand who God's enemy are, and do what's accordant to remove them, to take them out, so they don't hurt other people. See, here's another way to look at this. Okay, so you have people who are lost, right? But yet you're embracing those things that aren't human, and when they go on their final killing spree here, those who are lost, you'll never get a chance to witness to, and you've lost them anyways. Get it? It's that simple. So get ready. Now, man or beast, okay? Man or beast. When we see in Revelation, when we see in it's Old and New Testaments, there are things that will turn on us that are like beasts in the wilderness. Okay, so you go out to feed the chickens. Next thing you know, you're being attacked by chickens. Because the demons can literally enter into anything. And, you know, a raven, a blackbird, or so forth, can be dangerous if you get enough of them, because they go after the eyes. Believe me, look, I'm not trying to scare anybody. It's just, we're done here. Okay? The timer went off on the microwave. And it's not pretty. As soon as the internet's turned off and the cell phones and the electricity's turned off, guess what? Reality. Now, let's see here. let me just briefly discuss my vision that I had. I call them a dream vision. Now, does it mean it's from God? Does it mean whatever it means? This is what I do know. That anything that I have is always a warning. is something that needs to be observed and verified that the chat room. Okay. Boy, I tell you, it's so disrupting to me. The a dream vision is the ability to see into the spirit realm for the human mind to visualize and comprehend and bring into some semblance with our limited comprehension of those things that are not natural. Okay? Now, what I mean is that what I'm going to tell you is what I saw, but what I knew in my spirit. Two separate things. Okay? Two separate things. And what that is that when I stayed up very late trying to get the Constitution Party videos done. I promised I would do them, so I did them, and I was up till 3, and then by the time I fell asleep, it was somewhere around 3:30 this morning. And in a very short period of time, what I was witnessing was portholes that were opening up, and as the creatures came through, which were not ugly, that wherever they went, that porthole went with them. So it was like a constant walking porthole, a gate. So as they moved and manipulated and went around, it always stayed with them. That they could retrieve back into it at any time, but it could take them where they want. And I remember standing in bewilderment about what I was seeing, but I had no fear. I just was trying to analyze what it was. Okay, I'll just say that that's like looking off to the left. Now, when I looked over to the right from a far distance in the heavens, and the heavens plural, there were things that were coming to Earth much like something that Disney would draw, where it was like, how Tinkerbell, when it went from one place to another, it left Stardust or it left an image, tracers. And as this thing came down, it was spiraling around in a spiral. But yet it was two beings back to back, girl and boy, of human form, but very thin, but almost cartoon-like. And drawn to be not offensive. I'll just put it that way. That if you saw it, you wouldn't fear it. But as these were coming down and they got closer and I got a better look at them, I knew in my spirit that these were evil. These were girl boy, most likely fallen angels, portraying themselves as something we wouldn't fear. But in the spirit, I knew that. And it became so overwhelming to me that my cardiovascular system was overworked. My heart, I thought, was going to pound out of my chest. I'm not going to say that I had fear, but I knew that if I were to allow it, it could have gripped me. And next thing I know, I was in distress. I was in distress because these things were very powerful, were very evil. And there were many of them. How many, I don't know. But what was interesting is, again, it was like a boy and a girl that would be back-to-back, floating in the air, spiraling downward. And as they did that, they themselves spun. So as they rotated around, that's why I could see one male, one female. Okay? Now, that in itself... Whatever it means, I don't know. But what I do know is that means I'm on alert. Because any time in my past, in the years that I've done all this, that any time I've had something like that, nothing good comes of it. It means get ready. Okay? And there's been things around here that haven't been right, and it just stirred in my spirit as well. And then I realized this morning when I was doing the editing on the Constitution Party, the tail end of the last part, there were several recordings going on at one time. Now, here's what's interesting. There was the recording of one of the computers, the recording in my own camera in itself, which is a 5.1 audio, which means it, you know, does all the directions. And it was only on one channel. And it was eerie. And it was disgusting. And I knew that it was demonic. And as soon as my computer is done, I'm going to try and capture that if I can. I don't know. And then post it. And you can make your own decision what you think it is. But what I do know is that we are very short on time. And so I'm going to turn it over here to Julie, and she's got some information. I don't know how long we're going to go tonight. I normally just go an hour, but we'll do as long as it takes to get the information out. And may God just be with you. I mean, there's so many people who are innocent. We look at the young. We look at the elderly who have lived a good life. And I've said this. That they were waiting for the World War II generation to die off. Okay? I believe that their patriotism, they may not necessarily have been staunch Christians, but in their checks and balances for their behavior, they certainly were not of the sinful nature that we have today. And it is today, with the homosexuality, with the transgender, with the changing of the laws and the pedophiles and the witchcraft and the just the alteration of what is good, turning it to bad and making it good, making it say that it's good, is exactly what we saw in Sodom and Gomorrah. Will be as it was in the days of Lot. In the World War II generation, that wasn't quite so pronounced, but now it's running amok. All right, Julie, if you probably noticed, I turned your mic on. So I'm just going to step back and listen to what you've got to say. Go ahead.
Thanks. I too wanted to say that I've been talking on here for a long time. And, you know, sometimes, you're, oh, Julie, she's just out of her mind. She's just, oh, she's saying, let's do violence. Let me tell you something. Let me explain this to you. While you're sitting there with your mouth flapping, anybody that does that, what are you doing for the kingdom of God? You got people that you're talking to that call themselves rabbi. You got people that are you in the churches? Because let me tell you how that works. Scott and I spend all our time delivering people from demons that are in the church. These people come out of these churches and they are messed up, Joe. Mess up, all right? We got to do all that. Secondly, why do you think I come and tell you these things? Why do you think that is? Because I'm just talking to be, you know, whatever. What I'm trying to tell you guys, and I've been trying to tell you guys, and you know what? Some of you got it. Some of you have gotten it. Some of you threw your little fit and said, I'm going to take my toys and go home. You know, whatever. You know what? Let me tell you something. Right now, if a swarm of alien beings came onto this planet, are you telling me that you would sit there and you would do nothing? You wouldn't lift a finger. Well, you know what? You're going to answer to Jesus for that. And God can only be the one to help you because you didn't do anything to help the children, to help the elderly. I speak out against child trafficking all the time. I get these child trafficking reports, and I get to hear up close and personal what's going on. And you know what? I've been warning you. These things are not human. Well, what qualifies you to know these things? Because I came out of that side. Don't you get it? Why do you think I came from darkness to light? Don't you think I might know something that's going on that you and your churchianity don't know? Because I'm finding out that the church don't know nothing. They know nothing. They don't even know what speaking in tongues is. Oh, that's a demonic doctrine. Really? Is it really? Because the Bible talks about it. Well, you can't pray and anoint some water. Why? The Bible says you can. Well, that was for then. This is for now. All these Man, these churches are put there, and I've been telling you this, to keep you away from God. If you believe in the Jesus in the Bible, I mean the Jesus in the churches, you don't even know who he is, and I'll guarantee you he don't know you either. Because that's not who Jesus is. You understand? Jesus is not this metrosexual teddy bear. Do you understand? He's coming back with a sword. And I'll be darned if I sit in my chair and go, oh, look, they're just raping and torturing those kids over there in that house. Well, none of my business. I mean, they're not raping and torturing me or my kids. No, I'm not going to do anything. Are you freaking kidding me? Not only that, let's talk about this. This Obama thing, have you looked at him today? Go look at him today. Go look at the C-SPAN when he said the Republic is dead. You know what? Go look at him. Guess what, folks? He got out of hand again, right? And they had to take him down again, and that's a new clone. And by the way, clones age very fast, okay? They're made of synthetic DNA. Well, that don't exist. Yes, it does. Microsoft just bought a whole ton of synthetic DNA. Just because your finite little brain can't manage to understand what it is doesn't mean it isn't true, okay? These are synthetics. These are not real humans like you and me. They're not. And, you know, I've been listening to people, well, you know what? If you don't know what I'm saying is true, you might need to check and see if you're even born again. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit will testify that what I am telling you is true. The Holy Spirit will testify that when you read the Bible and you read something and that's something you need to pay attention to, you've done it. All of you have. I've done it. I've read the Bible and there's some parts of it, and the Holy Spirit is convicting me of something I'm reading. And he's like, yeah, you need to pay attention to that. Julie, you got a chink in your armor here. You need to clean that up a little bit. You know, right here. Okay? And the Holy Spirit convicts you of whatever you're reading. And when you have somebody tell you something, if you don't know that I'm telling the truth, and I've been doing this for over a year, then obviously you better check and see if you even have the Spirit of God. Because you know what? The Holy Spirit will testify that I'm telling the truth. You know what? Let me ask you something. All the people out there that say, well, I don't believe anything she's saying. Let me ask you a question. When did you walk on the dark side? When did you practice the occult? When did you call in demons? Answer me when you went through all these, you know, rituals and all this stuff. Tell me when you did all that. Tell me when you saw things that made no humanly possible sense, that no human would believe you if you told them. Answer me that. You see, you didn't play in the same world I did. So you've got nothing to say that you can't even contribute to that conversation. I don't even want to hear what you have to say because you're going to be completely wrong. Everything you say is going to be crap. Because you're going to say, well, that there can't happen. Yeah, banana trees can grow up in seconds and have mature fruit. Well, that there can't happen. You want to bet? Because it's right there in front of your eyes. Stand there and look what I watch and see it go, phew, do it. And then say, look at me and say, well, I don't believe that just happened. You know what? There are things you don't know because you've never bothered to find out. You've never, you know, there's a reason why people like me are what came out of the dark side and have ended up being able to talk to you guys. There's a reason why we are able to speak so you can hear us. Did you ever stop and think that maybe you were supposed to hear this message and get out of your complete, absolute, dead, brain-dead world that you live in? Because everybody's in this drop-dead matrix. Well, this can't happen, and that can't happen, and this can't happen. You know, 200 years ago, if you told somebody you'd be talking out of a little tiny thing that you could carry anywhere in the world, on the whole earth, and if somebody rang, called that number, it would ring you. And you would be able to talk in this teeny tiny. Do you know what they would have said? You're insane. You're insane. That's what they would have said. Because they wouldn't have believed it. Why? Because it's outside their paradigm. Well, what I'm telling you is outside your paradigm doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Why don't you take the word of people who've seen these things, who walked in that world, who are warning you every time I'm on here about what I've seen and what's coming and what they're doing? Why don't you listen instead of, I'm taking my toys and going home? You know what? Just because you don't want to believe it doesn't make it that it's not true. Just because you don't like the words I'm speaking doesn't mean that it's a lie. And what are you going to do whenever you've been told, and all this time, you've been praying for Barack Obama, Brokeback Sodomite Hussein. You've been praying. praying, oh, God, please, and you're blessing him, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Barack Obama, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Did you read 2 John 9 through 11 about blessing people who are doing evil, that makes you guilty of being a partaker in their evil deeds? Oops, you didn't read that, did you? You know what? That thing that you're looking at is not a human. It's a clone, which is like the, that would be 14 now, clones. There's a reptilian being who is doing a walk-in on these clones. He's a reptilian. Do you understand? It's a real being. Yes, it is, but it's a demonic being, and it walks into that synthetic clone. Now, they don't last very long. That's why you see his hair going gray, and his skin looks different. He looks like he's aging, and then you'll see him like 2 weeks later, a month later, and he doesn't look like that anymore. His skin doesn't look aged, and he'll have mold in a couple places, and then you'll see him again, and he won't have any. He's a clone. He's a clone. And they have to keep changing them because they don't last very long. Did you know clones can last maybe 9 days, 10 days, and they burn out? They can actually have a very short shelf life. So they have to keep replacing them. They just made like 18 or some new Daddy Bush clones. Did you know that? Well, I don't believe they can be doing that. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, those Bush clones that they created just murdered and raped a bunch more children in Crawford, Texas. Okay? So this is the problem, that you better get your mind out of what you think, because you have no brain. The demons are smarter than you are. The demons are way smarter than you. Those demons can outthink me in 2 seconds. They outthink me every time I turn around. Those demons have got me outthought. They know it. But the Holy Spirit is the only way I can actually defend myself against them and see stuff that's going on in the spirit realm to be able to call it out. Because if I don't have the Holy Spirit, I have no chance against a demon. Even the lowest demon on the rung, I can't even come close to it. These things have been around for millennia, man. They're very smart. They know way more than we do. They know you better than you know yourself. So we can't go by our own brain. Well, I feel like, you know, that, it doesn't really matter what you feel, does it? Because it's fact, faith, and feelings. Facts are the facts, okay? And the sooner you understand that you are living in a world with clones, synthetic clones, hybrids, why did General 39th General Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley say to his, when he was addressing the Norwich University graduates a few days ago, why did he say, you're going to come across the political opposition and the political scene and the economic scene, and you're going to come across little green men and hybrid armies? Can you run that by me one more time? Hybrid armies and little green men. Say what? Did he just say what I think he just said? Guess what? He did, snap. I've been telling you guys about hybrid people, hybrid armies, that they're mixed with chimp DNA. That makes these guys fast, strong. They will, special forces guys, they got wiring in their head. They got chips in their head. That they answer only to that computer, that AI computer system. I have been telling you guys about this hybrid stuff and about these clones and synthetics and all this stuff. I've been saying it. And you know what? If I come across a being like that, do you think that I'm just going to sit there and go, oh, geez, you know, you can kill my kids and do whatever you want. Yeah, whatever makes you happy, I don't care. No, because I have an AR-15 that will take every one of them out. I don't care how many chips they got in there. The bottom line is, people, you can't say, well, Jesus didn't say, that dispensation's over. He said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. Okay? Right then and there, he just said, that was yesterday, today is, you can defend yourself. And I'll by golly tell you right now, if I have to defend the orphanage up the road and I have to defend old folks' homes, I will do it. And if I lose my life in the process, so be it. But it's better than having these namby-pamby, milquetoast Christians sitting back going, oh, we're supposed to love those reptilian hybrids. It's weird. We got to love them all. Because Jesus said to love Satan's seed. He said to love the reptilian hybrids. We gotta love them. We gotta preach the gospel to them. Gotta preach the gospel to Goliath, the Nephilim. Did they preach the gospel to them? No. God wiped them out. Why? Because they're not what he created. If he doesn't create it, it's an enemy of God. If it's not created by him, it's an enemy of God. Therefore, it's my enemy. And I hate all those who hate the Lord. I hate them. And if you think that's a bold statement, you better go read your Bible. Because David said the very same thing. I hate those who hate the Lord. That's exactly what he said. So if you think I'm so different, maybe you better go read what David said. Because you know what? We're coming to a place and a time where all of your milquetoast, namby-pamby Christian stuff is not going to work. Okay? You might as well just go ahead, walk outside, and let them go ahead and take you out. Because you're no good to me or anybody else on this earth. You're no good to an orphan. You're no good to a widow. You're no good to anybody. Just go. Spread your peace, love, and joy to a bunch of people who really care. Because you know what? There is no peace, love, and joy when God's enemies start killing innocent children. There's no peace, and there's no love, and there's no joy. And it's so funny how you'll take up for all these reptilians. All those senators, we got to vote this guy in. Oh, God bless that senator. Did you know that every senator, every one of them, save two that are women, have been raping and molesting and killing children during rape? Do you know that? They all have it. I could give you the exact numbers right now of all the ones that have killed and how many they've killed and what sex the child was. And I can tell you where it came from, too, what country. Gee, how does she do that? That's right. How do I do that? Because you know what? You're so busy over there idolizing these people. Trump. Oh, Trump's going to save us. You know what? He's a reptilian. Do you get that no one can help you but Jesus? When are human beings going to learn to turn to the Most High God, to turn to him instead of man to solve their problems? You know what? The Israelites didn't do it. They didn't do it. They again and again, they just kept going along with man's system. And you've gone along with man's system because you know why? You allowed Barack Obama to get into office. You allowed everybody out there. I wasn't even old enough to even know anything when this abortion thing was passed. If every person in that period of time would have said, when they were, that said they were Christian, which was almost 100% of this nation, it was like 85%. If every person who said they were a Christian would have said, no way, not going to happen, and thrown all kinds of fits and raised hell, I guarantee you there wouldn't be an abortion clinic. But no, we have to be milquetoast Christians and say, ah, c'est la vie, you know, whatever happens, you know, we'll just pray for those people that are, you know, murdering children. The Bible doesn't even say that. There's 19 places in the book of Psalms alone that talk about speaking and praying against the evil people. Against them. Praying for death. Did you know in the Bible it talks about praying for death for the wicked? Did you know that? No, it doesn't say that, Julie. Yes, it does. Many places. See, that's the problem. You guys don't read that book. There's many of you that don't read the book. See, some of you guys out there, you guys know. Because we talk on a regular basis in text and all that. You guys are hip to what's going on. Y'all all hip to it, all right? Y'all hip because y'all want to know the truth. You know, when somebody comes from the dark side and lays it out on the line, do you know how many enemies I have right now from the dark side? Do you get that? Do you know how many witches would like to see me dead, would love to kill my kids? They're going to be a target. Do you know? You know why? Because I tell all this stuff. That's why. I mean, I'm hanging myself out in the breeze so that you guys can learn something. And you know what? This is what I get back. Oh, she's just doesn't know what she's talking about. The Illuminati, obviously, they're lying to her. How do you know? Were you in the Illuminati? Did you run around with people who were doing satanic sacrifices? Gee whiz, I did. Imagine that. You don't even know what you're talking about. You've never cast a spell or called in a demon in your life. You know, this is for the people who want to know. The people who want to hear and they want to be able to help. You're not going to escape everything that's coming. None of us are. Everybody's going to go at some point, whether we're here and when Jesus comes back and our bodies are changed or whatever. This body's going to go one way or another, all right? But what are you going to do until then? You're going to sit back and pray for a bunch of hybrid reptilians that they, you know, God bless Obama, maybe he can be saved. Obama is a human. You don't save a clone with a reptilian inside of it. Man, it's like you can't even get people to understand this stuff, Scott. Very few people. And it's not just me, Chris Archer. Go to YouTube and go talk to my buddy Chris Archer. Let me tell you something. Chris worked for Fox News Network. He's an expert cameraman, an expert in film, in frequencies, light. The dude is an expert. That's what he did. And he worked with those reptilians, and he'll tell you who they are. He'd be glad to tell you who they are. He used to work with them. You see, he worked for those companies, CNN and Fox and that. He did that. Chris Archer, YouTube, Chris Archer. Go look at what he does with film. He's a genius. And he uses a whole bunch of words you may not understand, but he will explain what he's saying. These people are not people. They're reptilians. They're hybrids. That's why the general of the chief of staff of the U.S. Army said you're going to be dealing with hybrid armies and little green men, because he knows it's true, too. Your government, this government, has been usurped a long time ago. It's been reptilian for a very long time. Very long. And the two people who do Snopes, by the way, are Jews. They're Jews. They were CIA agents, and they're Jews, and they're not human either. And all they're there to do is deflect and try to change information so that you don't get the truth. They're CIA agents, and they are Jews. And they work for the same establishment that's running this whole nation and Israel and all these other places. So you know what? When Scott tells you he has a dream, and I'm telling you these things are coming by the masses, I saw this insane Obama, this reptilian, he literally lost his complete composure and became the demon that he is. Right there. And you can't see it. It's a split second on the camera. It happened. Right there. And he was joking around about free speech, saying there is no such thing. Ha ha. That's where we are right now. But as long as I can still talk against these people, and I don't know when I'll ever, maybe this is the last time you'll ever hear from me. I don't know. Because I'm telling you right now, they're getting ready to make a move. I got that loud and clear today. They're getting ready to make a move. So you guys that are on this fence about, oh, well, I don't know if he's a reptilian. I think we should still pray for the people in office. Because maybe Julie doesn't know, even though she knows the time these kids were, and the names of the kids, and the sexes, and the age, and the places they came from. And gosh, if I, you know, and then she knows, wow, she knows all, how many percentage of a reptilian that one is, and how much amphibian that one is, and geez, where's she getting all this? You know what? Because I've been chosen to come and tell you this. I've been chosen to come and explain to you and expose who you're praying for. You are a partaker in the evil deeds of Obama, and you have blood on your hands if you're praying for him, because it says right there, if you wish them Godspeed. Do you know what Godspeed is? It's a blessing. When you say God bless Obama, God bless Obama, God bless Obama, Obama, we pray for you, God bless you. When you do that, 2 John 9-11, you become a partaker in his evil deeds. Go read it for yourself. Go read it. You need to know your enemy, and you need to know God's enemy. Do you understand? Do you know how many people have done things to me right to my face? Or what? You know what? You know what? The girl that started, the couple that started all the trouble in the church across the road, I have no aught against her. None. She's 25. What does she know? She's never even had a job. I mean, she's a kid, wet behind the ears. Whatever. If I could save her and her husband, if anything happened and I need to be there to help them, I'd be there in a second. Because I don't hold aught toward anybody that does anything to me. But whenever you are killing hundreds of children, you know how many went down the other night? 136. 136 kids. And reptilians got to kill a bunch of them. They need them. Okay? 136. And I'm going to give you on the next show, I'm going to tell you who killed them. Which senators and the CEOs of these companies and who did it. And I will name names. Because you know what? You guys don't understand. This stuff's happening every day. The day before that was 66 children. See, this is what's happening every single day. And nobody does anything about it. And you know what? you can say whatever you want. I'm going to pray for Obama. I'm going to be, you know, I'm too caught up in my church doctrine and this mamby-pamby crap. Go ahead. You just go ahead. But you don't say anything against us, and you stay out of our way. Because you know what? There are people that listen to this show that are warriors for Christ. My sister and brother both in California. We got a brother in North Dakota. We got people in Georgia. We got she lives in Georgia. Sister out there. We got people in North Carolina. We got them everywhere. And they, Oklahoma, these people are warriors for Christ. And these people know how to pray and get things done. And they understand the difference between praying for people so they can get saved and praying against evil that isn't even human to have it immobilized so that it can't do anything else to anybody else. They know the difference between that. And we have got to stand up, you guys. It's time to stand up and put our faith not in Donald Trump, not in, look, let me tell you something. I'd love to have that guy be the president if he'd do everything he said. First of all, you're not even addressing the important issues. Have you noticed that? Has anybody really noticed that? Secondly, let me ask you a question. Why does he have an Illuminati card? Thirdly, let me ask you a question. Why is he a Knights Templar? Does anybody know what a Knights Templar is? That's the same thing as a Freemason. They are brother secret societies. And you know that big red cross they have? Do you want to know what that is? Do you want to know what that is? That's the cross. It's a pyramid, and it's red because it's red for the blood of Christians. Gee, really? Seriously? You take that cross, you draw it out, and then you cut it out, and you take the ends, and you fold it together into the middle, and it makes a pyramid. That's the Knights Templar. That's who they are. They are a murderous organization. They rape and murder children. They sacrifice children to Satan. This is what they do. And you really think God's going to use someone that kills children? That this organization he belongs to is a child molesting, child raping organization, and our brother organization to the Masons. And really? You really believe that? Because really, Jesus is going to come and do business with a fallen angel. Because that's exactly who runs that whole Knights Templar, is a fallen angel, a principality. And they, all those people in there work for him. Did you know that one of the principalities is called the Prince of the Occult? Did you know that? He rules over Arkansas. He's a bad boy. Did you know that there's another principality that rules over Louisiana? It's called the Prince of Southern Curses. He's a principality. He's a big boy. See, I know all these principalities and their names that rule over different organizations and different people. And the one that rules over the Masons and the Knights Templar is one and the same. His name is Baphomet, and he's a real principality, for real. He really exists. It's not just some statue. He really exists, and his name is Baphomet. And he's the one that tells everybody that's a Knights Templar what to do. And do you honestly think that God is going to work with someone in a satanic organization when, if he even got caught speaking to God, they'd kill him? They'd take his clone out and make another one look just like him. Do you understand that? So whenever you want to know who gives him his orders, who's giving the orders to the Masons and the Knights Templar and the Knights of Malta and the Knights of Columbus, do you know who's running those organizations? His name is Baphomet. And he's a real principality, and he really does speak, and he tells them what to do. So you guys need to understand, this guy, Baphomet, is a real dude. He's a real dude. And he tells these people what to say, what to do, where to go, how to do this, what to do. You're the resistance. That's what he tells them. And let me tell you what's going to happen. They are, and you know what? Christians are falling for it left and right. I should say supposed Christians are falling for it left and right. Here's their plan. Now, I told you, wait till the summer. When they go ahead in the summer, they're going to bring in their own guy. Probably going to be Jim Banks, okay? Be looking for that name. What they're going to do is they're going to let everybody get, they're going to, did you notice Trump came out yesterday? He's like, they stole delegates from me, and they did it to Bernie Sanders for Hillary Clinton, and they stole delegates. I won that. And they did, okay, this is not an accident that he's doing this. Here's the plan. They're gonna openly steal delegates in your face, just like they did from Bernie Sanders and gave them to Hillary Clinton, right in your face in Colorado. Same thing. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to do it on purpose. And they're going to make it, it's going to hit the news. You know why everybody's reporting it? Because they want it reported. Because they want people to know they're doing it. So they can they can absolutely, when they bring in this other guy, and Trump gets completely kicked out of the whole thing, and he's got, he won the primaries, he did this, he won. Well, you can't just kick him out and put somebody else in. That's not even our Constitution. That's what they want. And then they want America to revolt. They're looking to have you so upset and so mad that you're going to revolt, and there's going to be a revolution. So they have an excuse to call martial law and start setting off bombs everywhere and doing what they're going to do. Honestly, that's exactly what the plan is. Why do you think Trump came in hard and heavy like he did? What, do you honestly believe that he would be saying all this stuff against his own master, Baphomet? Baphomet would have already took him out, put the reptilian in another clone, and said, try again. Stop doing that. These are reptilians, folks. They're all looking for the same end, and that's you gone and them to have the earth. That's what they're doing. So remember, when you're falling for all that, they're taking his body. Well, that's not fair, and they took the delegates away from so-and-so, Donald Trump, and they gave him they're doing it on purpose. This whole thing is done on purpose. They're micromanaging every moment, every second, and every word. So if you're placing any, I don't care if it's even a smidgen of your energy, your hope, your prayers, your anything directed at that reptilian or that reptilian or that reptilian, you are now blessing those people that are actually not human, and you're going to have to get used to that. They're not human, and you become a partaker in their evil deeds. Go read the Bible. These people are not human, and they aim to take over the planet. And they've already got it all sewn up, okay? That's what they've got. And I think I'm in a better position than any of you to know the truth, because I used to be on that side, and I know. I know what the score is. I see. You believe the Earth is, this round ball flying through the Earth at 66,600 miles an hour, 666. Geez, it's off the axis, 90-degree axis. It's 24 by 66. 66? What'd you say, 66? Yeah, I said 66. I mean, you can't buy the Kool-Aid, y'all. You got to remember that God knows the truth. If you go read his word, he'll tell you. There's corners to the earth, man. It's right there. It's all over the book. And it says the earth established and shall not move. The earth established and cannot move. The earth established and doesn't move. I mean, it's over and over and over. We have to get away from them, break away from the matrix, step outside the matrix, and learn what the truth is by reading that book. Read the Bible. Don't listen to anything these politicians, just read the Bible. Read the book. You know, when it says that the witch of Endor called up Samuel, stop trying to say, well, it was probably a demon because, you know demons and it was a witch and all that. The Bible says he called up Samuel. Get over it. Stop trying to add to the Word of God and take away from the Word of God. Just read it. Just read it. Because it's going to tell you, did you know that in the Bible there's unicorns, that unicorns existed? Did you know that there was these lion-headed men that existed? Did you know? I mean, there's all these creatures, these just absolutely strange creatures that are described in the Bible. In Isaiah, there's satyrs. They're all over the place. And people say, well, there's no such thing as a satyr. That was Greek mythology. And there's no such thing as unicorns. Really, because the Bible says there is. The Bible talks about Leviathan, the sea beast, and behemoth on the earth. It talks about these mothman-looking angels that are called seraphim. There's all these strange creatures described in the Bible. The most books you'll find them is Numbers, Deuteronomy, Isaiah. Those three books contain a bunch of them. Go read and see all the weird things, and then tell me that you don't see that stuff on the earth. The Mothman sightings are through the roof. Through the roof. And there were angels that actually fell from heaven. I wonder if a third of them, some of those happen to be reptilian. Well, gee, let me see. The cherubim were reptilians. And there were five of them. Well, there isn't any more. But they were reptilian. Read it. It describes them perfectly. Not a little fat baby. A reptilian. And now you wonder why we have reptilians here. Gee, I don't know. So don't listen to man. Put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone. No men, no politics, no, please, I'm begging you, stay away from the world system. Don't even mix yourself in with that. Look to the heavens. Jesus said, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption is nigh. He's coming. He's the one going to redeem us, not Donald Trump. Okay? A Knights Templar. We have got to learn our lesson. People have been voting for men, putting men in office all this time, and it's never gone good. Never. Ronald Reagan was a shapeshifter and a molester and a rapist of little boys. He liked little boys, by the way. And so you're like, we've had some good. No, you haven't. The last human president that you had in this nation was JFK. He was the last human. Ever since then, you've had hybrids. No humans at all. Okay? So this is the problem. You need to disconnect yourself. Divorce yourself from the lies, the matrix, politicians, mankind, and look up. Look up. And you need to look for Jesus Christ alone and no one else. And you know, if you really have the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying is true. That Jesus is the only thing that we can look to even begin to rectify anything. It's got to be him. So I hope that Scott, and the ox thing too, Scott, I was going to tell you, do you remember in mythology, and then do you remember on the in the ancient hieroglyphs, and remember the Sphinx, man, that Sphinx and the pyramid? Well, when I was telling you about the ox anointing, if you look back, there was a creature, it was the body of an ox, right, and it had the head of a man, all right? That is also what that represented in Egypt and Samaria and the Phoenicians. They had that statue, and there would be two, and you would see one at the gates or the doorways or whatever, and it would be one on each side, and they were considered the guardians of that city or the guardians of that temple or whatever, and they were an ox with a man's head. So that's where that ox anointing comes from. And they were called La Mesa. That's how they call them. Even now, they still exist. I mean, those deities are actually real. I know it's very hard to understand, but they are. But they are called La Mesa. So, like, if you're doing a demon, if you're casting out demons, and you come across that type of thing, they go by the name La Mesa. And they were guardians of the gates, guardians of the cities, whatever. But that's part of that ox anointing spot.
Yeah. I wanted to clarify, I don't know if I did on my vision, on what I was getting, and that was not to trust anything that looks harmless. Not to trust anything that looks okay or sweet or nice or attractive or appealing, because in reality, the way things are nowadays, they're nothing more than you know, something that can get you. You know, it's like you know, trying to grab a snake by its tail. It's going to turn around and bite you. And so if anything, that's what I got out of that particular dream. Quickly, the things that Julie's talking about, we need to understand that the mercenaries that are already here in this country are there to assist or to control as handlers those things that will be unleashed. Now, there's military vehicles and tanks being distributed all over the United States, Texas as well, Idaho as well, California, everywhere. And again, with all the billions of bullets that were purchased, those were placed into a lot of the strip malls, in buildings that are secured, Walmarts, different locations to replenish their weapons. Hollow points are for one reason, and that is what they bought. So they weren't buying practice ammunition and distributing it. They were buying rounds for killing and maiming. So the other thing is, you know, guerrilla warfare, the tactic of using your environment to your advantage, knowing how to hide, knowing when to strike, knowing how to use the elements in your favor. This is different than what anyone could ever comprehend. This is the ability to not only use the physical realm around them, but to also call on the spiritual. Also able to call on those electronic means that we know as cell towers, we know as devices that are used to overwhelm the alpha and the beta waves of a person's mind, to have them hear things, to have them become ill, to give them paranoia. Have you ever seen anyone with paranoia? Have you ever experienced paranoia, you know, paranoia yourself when, if you were doing drugs a long time ago? You're gone. You're done with. You're useless. You know, you're no good to anybody, including yourself. And when you have millions of people who are literally in panic and paranoia, that is when people turn on each other. And I've talked about this. The old program, Wild Wild West, I saw this, you know, back in the 70s. And one of the episodes was that, I forget the little guy's name, Levless or something, and he was a, you know, a scientist and an evil person. And he was capable of doing things of mass destruction. That was his goal. That was his purpose. And he would put it in the drinking water and then cause people to turn on each other. It didn't matter who they were, and they would kill each other. So I think a lot of what we're going to see for those things that are out there are to do some cleanup, to do some finalizing, to do some controlling. But I can't help think that, just as I mentioned before, because in the Book of Enoch, that God caused the offspring to turn on each other and kill each other, that, and I don't remember the instance, but what I had was a spirit that manifested, and this was in 2011, all right, and what I was seeing was that this was one of those offspring that was one of the 200. You know, its father was one of the 200 that was landed on Mount Hermon, and it was holding a grudge. And its sole purpose was payback. It had been waiting thousands of years to do the very same thing to us that was done to them. And so what I'm telling you and what I'm seeing is that these things that I saw in this vision, that whatever they're capable of doing may be something like that. But first, it's to draw people in, to drop their guard, to think that what they're dealing with is okay, it's not harmful. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is just be on your guard. Be in that yellow alert, okay? We haven't been in green in a long time. This is, look around every corner. Look both ways when you cross the street. Make sure that you lock your doors. Make sure that you have those things ready to protect yourself. Because remember, Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could be abused. Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could be slaughtered. He died so you can have life and more abundantly. He died so you could be spending eternity with him. And in this was a condition, a commandment for us to do those things we were told to do. And by doing them, prove to him that we loved him. And so if that means standing against these evil things that want to kill the innocent like children, I mean, come on, look at what Obama's doing. He's bluntly in the news media, doing and saying what he's saying, acting like a complete idiot, kicking down doors, throwing tantrums, just, you know, being what he is and making the statements how he's going to end us. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. Well, that means your sons and daughters. That means your spouse. That means you. And so all we can do, just like Julie said, turn to Jesus Christ. Because this stuff has been so established. Things have been set in stone so much that there really isn't much we can do. Bullets are only so much. By the way, you know, resources. Let's say that something happens right now. All the food's gone out of the stores. You may have stored some food and some water, but it's only going to last for so long. And you know, even the government's making provisions that if you store more than an X amount, you yourself are considered a terrorist. And I mean, they're just doing everything they can to make sure we have nothing to fall back on. That's why the only thing we can fall back on is Jesus. And that's why they've been trying to remove Jesus. Because if we don't know who he is, we don't know who we are in his authority, and have the and know the ability we have to stand against them, then it's like having a weapon, a handgun or a rifle, without any bullets. That's exactly what they're doing. So, anyways. So,
and,
Julie,
and Scott,
I don't know.
What about the people? There's a lot of people that didn't grow up knowing who Jesus was. Like, his name wasn't mentioned because it's not, like, allowed or in school or anywhere. So, see if they can ixnay the name. It took somebody to come and tell me, hey, did you know Jesus is real, right? So if you don't, let's say all this stuff's going down, bad things everywhere, and people have not heard stories about this guy Jesus who, you know, was God and he could stop all this and that, so they wouldn't even know to actually try to call on the name like I did. Hey, are you real? If you're real, would you please let me know? They wouldn't know that. See, so now you're going to have a bunch of people they're terrified, they have no idea what's going on, and they're not even going to have the information that they heard from somebody that Jesus really is God. Because when people are really terrified, they're liable to call on anybody. So if they actually called on the name of Jesus Christ, are you real? And if you are, where are you? I don't even know what's going on. But see, when they removed it from the schools and the workplaces and all this stuff, you have generations of kids that don't even know what that name is, right? Know who he is.
Yeah, in fact, I got this the other day. I had a guy that came in to my office. I called him in Sunday night when I had discovered a few things, because I wanted him to see for himself what I had found. And he looked at me and he said, well, at least my little ones, you know, will survive whether they take them in concentration camp or re-education camps or not. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand something. If you have an infant, if you have a toddler, if you have someone at a certain age that's incapable of being by themselves, that's a burden to them. They want somebody within a certain age bracket that they can work with. Get it? So I got it in my spirit that the smaller ones, just like the elders or those who are sick or those who are incapable of bringing something to the table, they're going to eliminate.
Well, they'll do the same thing that they do right now with the infants and babies and toddlers and little kids. They rape them and they pass them around to everybody they can think of, and then they kill them.
Yeah, and look at Herod. I mean, his cronies went around throwing babies in the air and spearing them. I mean, this is the mentality of these people that we're dealing with. And think how many thousands of, you know, a couple thousand years ago that was. I mean, this stuff's been going on a very long time. And you'll see things posted on the internet where, you know, some Islamic individual who's you know, got so much inbreeding, he's not capable of knowing anything, and he's stomping on infants' heads because the parents will not, you know, renounce Jesus or they will not accept Islam. That's a demon-possessed individual. That's somebody that has, whether they're human and they're completely gone and infested with demons, and or they've been inbred so many times, who knows what they have in them. Most likely something that is, you know, of a reptilian. Because anybody is capable of doing such a thing to a child. I mean, I just can't, you know, the older I get, the more precious children become. And I've taught this and I've written about this, that, again, demons hate you and me, but they hate kids even more because they're a closer representation of purity, because they haven't fornicated. They haven't done the adult sins. And so to them, they're closer to God And demons just absolutely go crazy over that. They can't stand it. You know, if you've driven by a dairy farm or even a duck farm for that matter, there used to be one on the off the 605 in Los Angeles when I first moved to L.A. back in, 75, that was so toxic in its smell that, man, about drove off the road. I guess they used the down for pillows and stuff. But, you know, think about this. See, the demons are repulsed by the smell of Christians or purity of love. The repulsing of it is just so overwhelming to them that they throw up. They can't stand us. So it'd be like us driving past one of these and being overwhelmed by the smell. That's exactly the way they are against purity. It's bizarre. I mean, it's beyond the comprehension. If you don't have any evil in you, and I've met some really beautiful people that, you know, their spirits are so nice, and God loves a woman with a sweet and gentle spirit. Because when you do have somebody like that, it doesn't mean that they're a wimp. Doesn't mean that they won't stand and fight. It means that they truly have compassion, that they truly have love. But it's that love that gives them righteous anger to stand up to protect them. So if they have to take a varmint out, if they have to take a hybrid, a creature, a demonized person, they'll do it because they have such love for that innocence. That's just our nature.
And you know what?
That's just our nature. Yeah.
That is exactly how I feel. I don't like doing deliverance. I really don't. I don't like messing with demons. I've said it before. I mess with them things my whole life, and I really don't. But the reason that I do it is because I hear these stories that these people tell me, and I just sit and bawl, you know, because I feel so bad for them. And the thing with the children, the same thing. You know, I was a kidnapped child. I was taken. And God knows I'd be dead, or who knows right now, if my dad hadn't been able to get me back. And then had to go into hiding for over a year. You know, I was a milk carton kid. So I'm very passionate about saving these children because my story ends better. Theirs don't. You know, and that's because I love kids. I adore children. And everybody that I've done deliverance with, I just fell in love with all these people because they were so torn up by demons. But don't think, I always say, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I've got a big, fat marshmallow heart and love in my heart for all these people out here that don't know Jesus, that are not saved, because I still remember what it feels like to be them, and all these children. But don't mistake my kindness for weakness, because if you threaten these children and I'm anywhere near, I will end you and save those kids without a thought.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
the way we're supposed to, right?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned I had somebody really give me a hard time a couple weeks ago, and it took me by surprise, and they were just, you know, obviously it was their demons, and their demons were just freaking out, and I had to just sit and think about it later on, because it kind of came out of nowhere, as it always does, and I thought, you know, if this person really even knew who I was, they wouldn't even think of that was okay. And the very fact that I'm 60 and this person was a young person, to disrespect an elder like that, it tells you where they're at. I mean, as a young boy, holy smokes. I mean, you know, if my father had ever known that I had talked to an older man like that, you know, unless there was absolutely good reason that I was there to you know, defend the honor of the family or something, but to do something like that is... Well, it just shows you that the lack of respect, compassion, and men's hearts will grow cold. You know, they'll be lovers of themselves. And this is what I'm seeing. And so, you know, Julian, you and I talked that God allowed me to see this again to remind me. And in this vision that I had the other last night, again puts me on high alert. It makes me understand that, you know, that's just, you know, you get busy and you forget, and then, you know, all of a sudden you get hit broadsided. Nothing worse than that happening, you know, a sucker punch. Didn't see it coming. Well, you know what? Because of that, I have to see it coming. I have to prepare, and I am preparing. Anyways, Julie, what is there anything you want to close out with here?
Just I want everybody to just remember that this is not a time right now to be looking at men, because when you guys, the Christian community, basically handed me that Bible and said, look, you got to read this. I at one time there was a sister in Seattle that said to me, she goes, you know what, you have the faith of a little kid. You read that book and you take it all just like it is. You don't even, it's like you don't have anything stuck in there, and you just go at it. Whoa, I can command demons out, it says right here. Well, that's how, I didn't ever know the beast. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know he was real. I didn't know anything about that. So that's the way I look at the book. And I read the same book that you, and all these Christians go, read the Bible. You got to read this. It's a great book. And I'm reading this book, and over and over again, it's just, the whole thing, it just bats at home. Home run. Believe in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Put your heart in Jesus. Put your life in Jesus. Everything is always about looking up to Jesus, looking up to Jesus, looking. And it amazes me how many people who say they're Christians and they look to men instead of Jesus. And I'm just like, why are you reading the same book as me? And that, it's really astounding to someone who's a new Christian like me, you know, new in the faith, that these people have been in the faith for all these years and they're still talking about this senator, gotta vote for him, and I'm thinking they're all reprobate. They're not even human. Where does this come from? So I mean, this is, see, you're coming to a time when you can't. You're there now. You can't put your faith in men. I mean, how obvious does that need to be shown to you? You put your faith in this dude, this you know, reptilian transvestite thing, and he's completely and utterly destroyed this whole nation. But yet somehow you voted for him and you put him in office. And I'm like, well, that was really stupid. And so everybody keeps putting their faith in all these men and all these dudes. And what they get is the country's gone worse and worse and worse and worse. When if every Christian 20 years ago would have cried out to Jesus Christ, and 99% of the, or, you know, 80% of the nation would have gotten on their knees and cried out to the Lord Jesus Christ, He would have raised up someone who was righteous. He would have done it. But he always gets left out. And we pray at church, and we pray before bed, and we pray in the morning. But he's always just got a limited role in everybody's life. And he has to have the number one role. No matter what you do, what you say, what you eat, where you sleep, everything has to be always about him. And I know that I've had Christians say, that's kind of overly, you're a little bit Jesus freak. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I am a Jesus freak, but he does not, I tell you what, he's helped me out so many times, you just don't even know. I watched him heal my dog's broken leg right in front of my face. The whole thing was just completely healed. And before I could even stop praying for the dog, it was done. Okay, I've seen these miracles happen. And so, you know, he's never turned his back on me. And I completely trust him for everything. So you know what? No, you have got to stop with this matrix society. This is all reptilians. They're all hybrid. Nobody in office and nobody that has any substantial amount of money is human. I'm sorry. And God brought me here to tell you that. That's what he brought me here to do, was to tell you what's going on the dark side. You know, and so you can choose to believe me or not. But you know what? That's why he said, go tell them. Tell them what you know. Tell them the truth. They're going to think you're crazy, but tell them the truth. So your blood is not on my hands. I told you were voting and praying for all these evil hybrid beings and fallen angels. You don't want to listen? That's on you, not me. So you that believe what I'm saying, don't look to a man. Always look to Jesus Christ. This is the most important time to hit our knees and humble ourselves before the Most High God and call on the name of Jesus, and we need to ask him, what do you want us to do? Where do we go from here? What do we do next? Show me what to do. Because right now, you guys are, this country's so far gone, there is no more saving it, okay? You can't save this mess. Only Jesus can fix this. So in the meantime, you need to ask Jesus, what can I do to be an asset to the situation? What can I do? Can I help some people? Send me people who need help. Just something. So that's my thing, Scott, is drop every human and look to Jesus. That's you know, your Bible says it. Do it, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, everyone knows in their spirit what's going on. You can feel it. I mean, that's what everyone's saying. It's, but, you know, we've all been called, and it's not a mistake that we're here in these last days. So just be still and know that He is God. And, you know, get right. Repent of anything that you're doing. Stop it. You know, I'm trying to get some loose ends cleaned up here, same things I had promised. And by the way, I tried to call back everyone that I could, and some of the calls that I made, no one answered. So if you still need to talk to me, you know, this coming week towards the end, we'll be open again. So I'm going to start making callbacks as while I can, because who knows? And so I'm trying to pray for as many as possible. Before I go here, you know, I've been doing this a really long time. And here's something that I've been noticing, that there's been some challenging on the things that I address and so forth, or the way that I approach things on deliverance. I don't know why this is going on. Generally, that's not an issue or a problem, but for some reason, that seems to be increasing. And Julie and I talked about this the other day, and so it may mean that the particular spirits that you have are trying to run interference by trying to tie me up. So I've just made a decision that there may be a couple people I'm going to cut loose, because the time's short. And, you know, to do the amount of deliverance that I used to do on every individual, I haven't got time for it anymore, because there's so many people. So what I do is I come through with a baseball bat and I just start busting heads. And I try and knock out the big boys so you can start doing your own deliverance. I mean, that's where we're at. And so if I, you know, tell you to do something, I hope you're in agreement with me, because here's the problem. If you're challenging me, or you don't want to do it, or you question, then you're not in agreement with me. And that really hurts. That can absolutely destroy a deliverance. And that's what the demons are trying to do. Look, I've been doing this too long. Not saying I have all the answers, but, you know, if anyone's trying to sound the bell on the false doctrines of and those false things of deliverance, that's what I've been doing. So I'm very careful, because it means I'm accountable. See, that's the other thing. Look, I'm the one who has to answer to God for what I'm doing. You know, even Paul was, you know, concerned about that, because there's a higher standard for those who preach the gospel. So all those who have intent that are trying to get someone in the wrong direction and, you know, cause them to stumble and fall and so forth, there'll be a different level of hell for those people, guaranteed. And hell's bad enough. I can't even imagine. It's like decibels. You know, it's an equation that indicates that when you double something, you know, every dB, you know, like 3 dB is double. So if you have something that's at 3 dB and you increase it to 6, you've doubled it. And then it equates out to 10, you know, about 10 times. So there you go. It's just, there you go. That's all I can say. So, all right, Julie, well, I'm burnt. I've been at this for a couple days now, and I need to take it easy and pick it up again tomorrow. So thanks for joining me tonight and letting everyone know what's going on.
Right on.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Good night.
All right, good to see you.